Yeah, Mike, it's Ken Corley, and could I just say I'd like to welcome you back to the house as well here to after your recent illness. Yesterday marked a month since the devastating explosion took place at the Apple Green station in Chrysler. Donegal has not been the same since that day, and I speak on behalf of the entire county when I say that our hearts are broken and our thoughts are constantly with those who passed, their friends and their families. A community was changed forever on October the 7th, and it is unimaginable to think that the loss of 10 people is to a community of only about 400 altogether. Parents, grandparents, children, siblings, partners, friends, neighbours and colleagues all lost so suddenly. So many lives permanently changed. It is absolutely heartbreaking. Coming to terms with this incredible loss is a very long and devastating process and should be a process that is supported in every way possible. There will be several months' Minds masses taking place in Chrysloch over the next few days. This will be a fresh wave of grief for the community, and it is a reminder to the nation of Donegal's darkest day. For all of us in the county, though, this tragedy has stuck with us every day since. A dark cloud lingers over the hills, and frankly, I don't think that cloud will ever be the county will ever be the same again. In order to help come to terms with this devastating loss, support should be available to the community during this time and long into the future as well. And maybe that's not the right time to say it, but I think I have to say it, is that I was very disappointed to hear that support had been scaled back in recent days. And the grieving process has only just begun for this community, and we must ensure that the people of Chrysler are supported and given the space and needed to grieve. I would like to call on the HSE to bring back the drop-in counselling support services in Chrysler, not only during this particular difficult time, but also to be available at any point in the future. 20 days is not nearly enough time for those affected. In the past months, the community has been numbed by a sense of shock, and it's only in the next few months and years that people will properly come to terms with the unspeakable nightmare that cruelly visited them on this day. It has still not sunk in for people yet, and many locals say they are struggling particularly with sleeping. Counselling without a GP referral should still be available to everybody. I heard on the radio yesterday that the HSE have confirmed that counselling will still be available for the community. But to have it directed through the already creaking GP service, I don't think is good enough. It needs to be available easily, and at the very least, the contact phone number should be maintained. The weeks ahead will be when people will need support more so, as things are attempted to return to a so-called normal. I am particularly thinking of the children of the area as well, who will no doubt have difficulty in processing such a tragedy as time and life goes on. I am also thinking of the brave locals who rushed to the scene to help with the rescue efforts. They showed the type of community Chrysler is, and I can only imagine the harrowing scene they were met with and how this will no doubt stay with them for life. And I also have to address public representatives. And I'm thinking particularly of our junior minister, Josepha Madigan, here, and the disgraceful tweets that she sent that caused distress and annoyance to many Donegal people. They were alleging sinister motivation within an hour of the disaster happening. No one was in any way able to make decisions about what could have happened so quickly. It was in such bad taste that it's hard to understand, and it caused hurt to many people in Donegal, and people have asked me to raise this, and that's why I'm doing this. And I would urge everyone to think before they comment in future, because words have an impact. And I would like to take this opportunity to call on fellow representatives, media and the nation as a whole to respect the privacy of the community at this difficult time. The country came together for Chrysler, and the generosity of Irish, both home and abroad, was truly incredible. I know it meant a lot to the people of Chrysler and Donegal to know that the country stood with them in their time of need. Now the community needs a space to cope with the grieving process and to honour their loved ones. I would like to take the opportunity to recognise the efforts of all those who have supported the community in the past month. The clergy, the emergency services north and south, the businesses who offer their services and the surrounding communities who pulled together to support Chrysler. We remember James O'Flaherty, Jessica Gallagher, Martin McGill, Catherine O'Donnell, James Monaghan, Hugh Kelly, Martina Martin, Robert Garway, Shauna Flanagan Garway and Leona Harper, who are forever in the hearts of the people of Donegal, and who represented the best of our county. When faced with tragedy, the Chrysler community responded with remarkable kindness. They demonstrated exactly what it is to come from a rural community in Donegal. When grief hits, we band together silently and instinctively. There is a quiet kindness to the love and care of a community holding each other up, of looking after each other without words and without question. That is what being from Donegal is about, and this is what the Creasle community will be remembered for. Thank you.
Thank you indeed, Deputy Pringle. And there's no denying the fact that a pall of grief and sadness set upon the whole country when that event took place, and one could not but be moved by the depth of the sincerity of the contributions that the members have made here today. So maybe to conclude this sad piece of business, we would stand for a minute to remember the victims and the heroes of Creaslough, but also of Carrick Mines and of the Stardust and of Navan that have been mentioned.